Nedarim Perek Hey Mishnah Dalet 5-4. The Mishnah now actually brings the basic point that one can take a neder against his friend using a term like cherem. For example, a person says, Hareini Alecha cherem. If a person says, let's say Reuven says to Shimon, I am like cherem to you. We said before that cherem was one of the different forbidden things which carry with it the ability to be matfis. You could connect your neder to something called cherem and make it effectively forbidden. So therefore, Reuven now says, I am cherem to you, Shimon. So Shimon cannot get benefit from Reuven. And that's what the Mishnah says, Hamudor Asur. The target of that neder, namely Shimon in this case, becomes Asur. He's forbidden from getting benefit from Reuven. Similarly, Reuven could say, Hare at alai cherem. Reuven could say, you are like cherem to me, meaning Reuven will not get benefit from Shimon. That will also be effective. Hanoder Asur. Then the one making the neder, in this case, namely Reuven, would be forbidden from getting benefit from Shimon. And in fact, Reuven could make a bilateral neder, restricting benefit in both directions, he alone without Shimon saying anything. If he says, Hareini Alecha Va'at Alai, you are like cherem to me, and I'm like cherem to you. So then Shneim Asurim, so then both are forbidden from getting benefit one from the other by virtue of that neder. I think it's kind of old news, besides the point of cherem, because I've explained this idea in the past already. But the Mishnah has a new chiddush. The Mishnah's chiddush is putting together this point that we talked about being mudar mechavero, as well as the topic of the past called Mishnayos, how we deal with property that is jointly owned. So what about communal property, where, let's say, Reuven has now made a neder against Shimon? Can Shimon now get benefit from property which is property for which Reuven also has a right to benefit? So the Mishnah differentiates between two types of communal property. Ushneim mutarim bedavar shel olei bavel. They both are permitted, notwithstanding even the bilateral neder which restricted both one from the other. Still, both can get benefit from communal property which has a status like that of the olei bavel, of those who came up from Babylonia, meaning the people who came back between the two temple periods and came back from Bavel to set up by Sheni. So those things, like the Mishnah will say in the next Mishnah, like the Har HaBayis, the wells and the roads, these things which, and this is the essential point here, nothing to do with Bavel at all, things which are property of the entire Jewish people. So everyone has a right to use them, but in fact they're owned by nobody at all. Unlike communal property, shutfus, where everyone has a stake in it. We're saying this is as if no one has a stake in it. The nation itself owns it, but no individual has any rights. Means the individuals couldn't sell it or something like that. And therefore, even if Reuven and Shimon have restrictions regarding Nedarim, the fact that Reuven has rights to go on Har HaBayis doesn't mean that Shimon can't go there, because Reuven has no stake, no legal ownership in the Har HaBayis. In contrast, Va'asurim b'davar shel Osa'ir, things that are owned by that town, meaning municipal property, which means, not the words I mean, but the concept is the residents of that town, let's say Reuven and Shimon, paid taxes to build certain things, let's say like a Beis Knesses. So that means the Beis Knesses of that town belongs to Reuven and Shimon, as well as the other members of the community. And that being the case, since Reuven actually has a stake in it, right? Reuven and Shimon could actually get together with other members of the town and sell the Beis Knesses to somebody else. They're within their right to sell it because they own it. So since Reuven has a partial ownership, he's like a shutaf, a partner in the Beis Knesses, and therefore if Reuven would make a neder against Shimon, so Shimon couldn't even go to the Beis Knesses anymore and get benefit from it, because that would be a violation of the neder. And the next Mishnah will explain this idea a little further. And before we actually jump to that, though, let me just say, besides the issue that we said the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that Dries Sareg will be permitted anyways, but even if you consider scenarios where it shouldn't be permitted, and therefore you say, oh my goodness, all of a sudden, Reuven could, one member of a community could restrict the other from ever accessing the public library or the Beis Knesses or use a Sefer Torah or something like that. So there's no need to worry, because as a matter of practice, already since the time of the Ravid, early in the Rishonim, so they said, notwithstanding that this is really true, Me'ikar Hadin, by letter of the law, they already said, no, we're not having people in a community restrict one another from using communal property, etc., and therefore, using the power of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, they pull the rug out from under anyone doing that, and therefore halakha l'maisa, there is no way, even for municipal property, which is the property of the members of the town, for one to restrict the other by using a nether.